President Biden's climate-friendly American Jobs Plan calls for reviving manufacturing. 90.5 WESA's Anlie Herring takes a look at manufacturers in southwestern Pennsylvania that are already embracing sustainable practices.
The region is known as a bastion of traditional industry, and despite the collapse of big steel, manufacturing is still alive at places like Epic Metals based in Rankin. The company makes steel roofing panels for commercial structures across the country.
It was started by my father in 1968.
Epic's president, David Landis, says while manufacturing defines much of the region's history, it also belongs to a clean energy future. Landis is already moving in that direction. For example, he's installed 3 wind turbines, each an upright cylinder about as tall as a 2-story home, just outside Epic's factory on the Monongahela River.
These are actually vertical wind turbines. You know, right now it's beautiful. There's a nice breeze, but when it's 0 degrees and the wind is blowing at 20 or 30 miles an hour and you're shivering to death, you're saying, hey, how do we capitalize on that?
The turbines generate enough power to light the facility, and solar power supplies an additional 60% of the company's energy needs. But making that type of investment isn't always easy. Petra Mitchell of Catalyst Connection works with smaller manufacturers in the region. She says many of them need incentives and support from the government before going green.
They don't necessarily have the resources to really investigate all the changes that are happening in the energy infrastructure, waste, you know, environmental resources, all those kinds of things.
Ray Yeager, who leads the Charleroi-based HVAC products maker DMI Companies, agrees. Manufacturers often demand a 2 to 3 year payback period from their investments. But Yeager says for things like solar panels and building upgrades, he's willing to wait up to 10 years for energy savings to outweigh the cost of investment.
So first you have to be willing as a company and in the leadership role of a company to say, I'm okay with that. I'm still going to get a payback.
Still, while his company has solar panels installed to power its offices, DMI plants have yet to make the switch.
Because when you have a manufacturing plant like ours, you need energy to make everything. So what we try to do is incremental things related to that.
At DMI's factory in Monongahela, much of the effort focuses on recycling. Bins stacked with cardboard, plastic, and wood dot the floor. And DMI's head of manufacturing, Don Adams, points to a steel punching machine that spits out a stream of scrap metal cutouts.
So all that, except for the finished product, comes down the conveyor and goes out into recycling.
The result is that almost none of the company's waste ends up in landfills, a remarkable feat considering that some waste is unavoidable in manufacturing. David Taylor of the Pennsylvania Manufacturers Association notes that manufacturers are already investing in sustainability. But he says his members object to aggressive environmental regulations that they worry will undermine their competitiveness.
There's a certain humility that government should adopt in that you don't know all the answers. A command and control approach is inevitably going to result in unintended consequences.
But Jenna Kramer of the Green Building Alliance says while industry has taken steps to promote sustainability, the government sets the tone for how much of a priority that should be. And she says it can do that through tougher emission standards and by making purchases from clean manufacturers.
There are different options, whether you want to take an incentive approach or a regulatory approach.
President Biden's plan would invest more than $52 billion in domestic manufacturing. I'm Anlie Herring in Pittsburgh.